You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Business executives and church leaders are meeting in the Vatican for a conference on social and economic inclusion in business environments. The conference carries the title Business Leaders as Agents of Economic and Social Inclusion, and it is hosted by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace and UNIAPAC. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, told Devon Watkins the Vatican Conference emphasizes dialogue and the dignity of work.
This conference is a continuation of a previous one that was held in 2014 on the topic of the common good. De facto, we are carrying on two traditions. One is the sensibility of the Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace that will be changed into a new department as of January 1st in promoting integral human development. This tradition put a lot of emphasis on the dignity of work and on the dialogue between employers, workers, bureaucrats, the relationship that exists in society, in other words, based on economic dimension. The second track, so to say, is the teaching of Pope Francis, who insists very often on the need to build and develop an inclusive economy where nobody is left out or considered simply a useless addition in the social network of production and consumption. In this perspective, the present conference, we want to emphasize this line that in order to achieve a better balance in society and therefore greater respect for the dignity of every person, the possibility of living together in a peaceful way, we need to dialogue and to carry on a constant exchange of views and in a cooperative context, in a cooperative way, between production managers, production owners, and people who live employed in this context. The journey is long because sometimes the common good is not appreciated by political leaders who put the accent on profit no matter what. But profit is not bad, but it has to be regulated so that we have a social market economy that is beneficial to everyone.
Have you invited business leaders that only agree with the teachings of the church, or have you also invited some that are less inclined to put into practice the church teachings?
The people invited are from different varieties of life, different position and convictions, it seems to me. But obviously, we hope to emphasize the social doctrine of the church that has a long-standing teaching service in this area of the economy, and therefore to highlight and to put in front of the world the type of economic and social relationships that facilitate good living together, the common good, and a peaceful coexistence.
That was Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Another participant in the UNIAPAC conference is Felix Pohl, chairman of the mining conglomerate CMI. He said his presence at the Vatican conference is twofold.
Well, our concern is really, in a way, to demonstrate or to be part of a dialogue which shows that, because I'm the chairman of a mining company, that mining can have such a big impact, a social impact, both positive and negative, and often it's perceived for its negative rather than its positive. And what we're interested in doing is being able to demonstrate that mining can play such an important part in the development of any country, but it has to be thought through. And that's really, to a certain extent, we're sending a message, and to a certain extent we want to listen to see what other people's views are of how they see social inclusion and the role of the business leader. We see mining as a very important constituent in that movement.
You also participated in the event in 2014.
Yes. In fact, the main thing which we really were involved in, most of all, is we through Pontifical Council and others, we arranged a conference in Zambia, which is where we work, and that's really where we became more and more interested in this, and that was put together by the Episcopal Conference of Zambia. That led to the idea of the church itself providing space whereby civil society, government and the mining companies can speak to each other without tearing each other apart, which is the other way that it happens. And that has proved to be a particularly useful method and a useful way of working forward, and we hope that that will be followed with another conference shortly. So I suppose we're really concerned more about the practical effects on the ground and seeing how the churches and civil society and the government can work together to solve some of the problems which occur. I mean, Zambia is a wonderful example because it has a very good rule of law, it has a very good mining law, it has a proper democracy. They are able to change governments, I think it's 6 times now, without killing each other. And we think that that can be used as an example going forward. So this is a step forward, because I think what we're interested in is not so much talking shops, but action shops.
That was Felix Pohl, chairman of the mining company CMI, speaking there to Devin Watkins.